Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good afternoon or good evening. This is George Gamond, and I am back. Ooh, tonsillitis. That was my problem. And plus, I was out of town, too, but the tonsillitis kind of like, ooh, I don't want to talk to anybody today. It's like my throat hurts. So it's pretty much over it. A lot of natural remedies. Okay, cool, huh? Natural remedies, mostly. Didn't go to the doctor. That was kind of fun. Went to my favorite health food store.
Years or thereabout, and
to take, which is a natural antibiotic. And so we'll see how that works out. Plus, I've been, learned all these recipes. If you have tonsillitis, if you're really concerned or interested in all these different things that you can take for it, that I've tried them all. Some of them work, some of them better than others. Some ibuprofen does help to some degree. So I have callers. So what are we doing today? Okay, what are we going to talk about? I have articles. Kind of decided as part of the show because, I was thinking about the idea of living your bliss.
What is your bliss in life? What is your
bliss, whatever you call it? Joseph Campbell once said, live your bliss and you have no financial worries. Really? Isn't that kind of a cool idea? If you're living your bliss, money is not an object. Wow, that's kind of a cool idea. So we'll talk about that. So what is living my bliss? My bliss is communicating ideas that inspire and motivate people to live their highest purpose. Simply put. And one of the things I do is I channel. I will channel. I've got a group of spiritual teachers. They call themselves the Council.
In years, I've channeled various entities.
With various names, all the same, pretty much. But the council is really a group of spiritual masters that have been around for thousands of years, millions of years, I don't know. And they have advice for people. In general, advice for living a blissful life. But also, part of the message that I keep getting for people is live by unconditional love. And living unconditional love. And how to live unconditional love, not just for yourself, but for your family, your community, and really
for the planet.
Unconditional love towards the planet. And we can get into that or not. And I see I have callers. Not sure what's going on with you folks, but let's see what's going on, see if I can help you in some way, see what Spirit has to say to you today about what's going on in your lives. And then I have some articles. Either the first part of the show, or there goes my throat. Hopefully it'll last for the next 45 minutes, so you're going to have to talk a lot. I'm going to talk about your bliss. What's bliss to you? Purpose, bliss. Bliss is just that state of feeling really good with
you. Do in your life and you feel, wow,
I love doing this. This is like me, That's living your bliss. And if you can live your bliss, then you're in a cool place. So let me take a couple calls, and I'll ask you that question. What is living your bliss? So if you're going to answer, if I'm going to talk to you, you're going to answer that question. Anybody in the chat room, what does living your bliss mean to you? It's living when you're doing it. You're lost in it. It just feels so good. So what's living your bliss? And if you're living your bliss, things just happen for you in your life because you're absolute unconditional love. Okay.
The chat room, if you have comment on that. Like,
hello.
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 We're going to get off to the hell. We're going to do a hello for the next 3 minutes and then we're going to hang up, right? So who am I speaking to?
This is Kate.
Kate?
Yes.
What's going on,
Kate? Your sound goes up and down.
Oh, I know. It's like blog talk. It's blog talk. This problem has been going on for a while. And it might be something I can do, but I'll have to make a major change.
My service through, which is kind of...
Right? But, okay, so what's going on with Kate? What's going on in your life? Then you have to answer me. You have to answer me one question, though. What is your bliss? What is living your bliss? When you're in it, when you're doing it, nothing else matters. It's just you're like this big happy camper when you're doing it. What's your bliss?
When I'm traveling in foreign countries.
Well, see, you're a traveling kind of person. Do you write about your travels?
No.
Why not?
Because I would want to just be in the moment.
So
you retired so you can live your bliss by traveling, right?
Oh, that'd be great.
So what's going on? What's your question? Do you have a question, statement, comment, thought, idea, something you want to share with the rest of the world or whoever people listen to the show?
Well, if you had a reading for me about my current work seems to be slow for the summer, for July and August, so anything that you see
What do you do?
Catering.
Catering. You're not...
Party and stuff?
Okay, so you have to repeat yourself.
I said you're not in a blissful state when you're preparing for catering.
No, I do the organizing and the serving.
Okay. Do you like that?
Yeah.
Okay. So it is kind of that. So you're asking, is it going to pick up at all? Okay.
Or should I get another job?
I'll just give you what Spirit says real quick. Okay.
Great.
And then I'm going to give you the statement that I hear from for you and I
hear muscle.
I hear for you late summer, early fall, it'll pick up substantially. Late summer, early fall. Okay? So that would be what? September into October.
August. Yeah.
Yeah. Late summer, early fall. Okay? Go for it.
Yeah, I kind of knew that. So my question is, what do I do then in July and August?
Next comment to you from Spirit is plant seeds. Plant seeds. A lot of networking, a lot of seed planting, a lot of connecting and connecting with more people.
Okay.
Blossoming work.
Right. Go for it. Have fun.
All right.
And travel more because you're in blissful state when you travel more, right?
Right, but you need the funds to travel.
Yes, you do, but... I give you this, and this is what I'm hearing, and I'm not predicting this for you, but I state this for you.
Right.
Enter contests. Enter contests
funny.
For travel.
Great.
Okay? Go on Jeopardy.
And my friends are coming here as visitors, so I can kind of travel in my own city, tours to my own city.
Contests about travel. So win some vacations.
Absolutely.
Okay? But you have to have a positive attitude. You have to go in with the attitude, I'm going to win.
Oh, yes.
It's not a maybe. It's not, it'd be nice. No, it's I'm going to win.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely, I'm going to win. Okay?
Great. Oh, I do that. Yes.
It's a numbers game, too. If you enter enough contests, you'll win a couple of them. You'll be booked for trips for the next 5 years. Okay?
Great. Okay.
Take care.
Sounds good. Okay.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Yeah.
I read about a lady who
entered contests, and she always believed that she would win. And I forgot the lady's name, and I forgot where she lived. It doesn't matter. It's the attitude of winning. It's a winning attitude. It's I'm going to enter something and win. But she made over $350,000 in various ways by entering contests, whether it was prizes, money, things she could buy. You know, she could sell. So she went over almost a third of $1 million in contests. She lived okay just by entering contests. She was always entering contests, but she would always put it.
This is mine.
Okay. And she had that attitude. So you got to have the attitude of yes. It's like entering contests in a blissful state. Yeah, this is mine. Yeah. And it's a numbers game. I was in sales for a long time, and it's a numbers game. You do enough of it, you're going to win, especially if you have a positive attitude about winning. Right? Especially a positive attitude about winning. or doing whatever you're doing. So I'll take a couple more calls. And so I got a 347 area code and then a 480. This is eating chocolate cake. That's cool. I like that. Yeah. Okay, so 347-480-724. I've never seen these area codes before. Interesting. Okay, so let me do the 347. Well, if you just give us names with numbers, right? It would be easier. I'm a 12-12-12. Or I'm a, yeah, we 1-2-1-2-1-2. Nah, that doesn't work. What if your number was 666? They gave you this number going, you're 666. Ooh, wouldn't that be interesting? A lot of people would stay away from you.
Doesn't like doing this today.
Hello.
Hello. Hello.
Hi. How are you?
Hi. I'm okay. I'm much better than I've been. Who am I speaking to?
Nazir.
Nazir? That's an interesting. So what's going on with you today? What's your bliss? When you're living, when you're doing something and you're just lost to it and you have this great feeling, what's that for you?
I feel like bliss is something that really makes you excited. Like, you know, it gets you pumped up. It makes you want to.
Yeah, but what do you, but dear, wait a minute, time out. That's a definition.
But what's mine?
You Hello? Get to that doing whatever it is that you feel that way.
Oh, I can say writing and dancing for me.
Oh, those are cool.
Writing and dancing. Yeah.
So do you write a lot?
Yeah.
What do you write?
I cope.
What do you write?
Spoken word.
Cool. So what's on your mind today? What have you been thinking? So you dance. Dancing is really good too. Dancing also lets out a lot of stress.
You can create a really blissful, almost
dancing too. Very cool.
Right. Yeah, it does.
So what's on your mind?
I'm just trying to figure out where I should go spiritually. I am on a path, but I'm kind of confused of where to go right about now.
We all do that. I just did that. We all go through those. It's like because as you grow through life, you go through stages, right? You do at 20 is not what you do at 40. You grow, you
right.
change.
Right.
I'm trying to get.
I can ask you that. What are your choices? Do you have choices?
I do have a lot of abilities of different things that I can do. So it's hard. Like, you know, I'm clairvoyant. I'm an empath. I can do a lot of things. It's just that I need to learn how to develop them better. And I just don't know how to really go about that or where to go from there.
Ah, well, that's the big question. So you know you have the gifts, but how do you develop the gifts beyond?
And no
classes or in your area that would help you to do that, right?
Right.
Here's what I hear for you. And this is, well, first of all, you have to figure out which one is, because they're all kind of interrelated. Being an empath and clairvoyant, clairaudient are all kind of really in the same little package. There's not a whole lot of difference, right? But you read people
right.
well, right?
Yeah.
You can walk up to somebody and get a clear understanding a little bit about that person, not even knowing them, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so what I would suggest...
You can find books on it?
Mm-hmm.
Or go online and look up, and I get this clear picture of go like YouTube, like, you know, videos of people
okay.
who teach how to do it. And you find somebody that you go, yeah, that person's really cool. I like the way they explain it. Okay?
Okay. Okay.
I would say for you, though, this is really important. Do you meditate?
Sometimes, not as much
okay.
as I should.
Okay. So you need to get into a regular practice of meditation. Okay. And as well.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what your spiritual belief is.
communicating with you. It's usually a spirit guide, or it's even your higher self. Asking your higher self to open up these gifts more. Okay? Just in meditation, ask for your higher self to connect with God, Source, whatever it is, for you to really intensify your gifts. Because you have it within you already. Okay? You could read about it, other people do, but it's a gift that you can expand, but you have to ask to expand it. And you ask yourself or God.
Okay? You'll get it.
Okay. Okay.
I at least take 15 minutes a day. 15, that's not a long period of time. 15, and just reach quiet and ask your higher self, okay, help me to expand my gifts. Help me to know how to use my gifts more. And you'll get those ahas, or you'll get those things that lead you to something to go, yeah, that's okay, I can read that. That's a cool thing to read. It's called synchronicity. Synchronicity. Okay?
I have it all the time.
Okay, well then, that's then you're asking your higher, give me synchronicity onto expanding my gifts.
Okay. Okay, I can do that. I can do that, definitely. Thank you so much.
Right. You're welcome. I really feel that this lady I just talked to, excuse me, ooh, see, a little bit of the throat thing going still. If she really gets into it and she really starts expanding it and using it, she will be in her bliss while doing it. Does that make sense? She will really get into her bliss and she will just be like, whoa, this is really cool stuff. Wow, I'm really helping these people. Once you start helping people with your gifts, then you feel really good about it and you want to do more.
So, okay, I want to do more.
Get me more people. Give me places to do this at. Okay? You'll do it. Okay, let me see. 480 and 724. Ooh. Okay, let me do this for you. 480.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, my name is Yvette.
Yvette, what's going on, Yvette? I hear you before the thing really opens up to hear you. It's weird. So, Yvette, what do you do? What's your bliss? What takes you to a blissful state when you're doing it?
My bliss is creating love and giving love, and that's what I'm happiest, through various multitudes of ways.
Man, how do you demonstrate that, though?
Through various ways. I mean, it's really for me, like, for example, I'm a chef, so I specialize in comfort food and things like that. So sitting and creating that for people and watching it bring them happiness and those types of things.
You know, I watch a lot of cooking shows because I like to cook, but I'm close to a vegan, but I take what they put into the foods and go, yeah, I would add this and this and I'd take away that and blah, blah, blah. But, you know, you watch some of these chefs, famous restaurants, or not even, you know, like one show I watch is Dives, Diners, and whatever they call it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But they talk about
love into food. They put love into food. Isn't that cool? So you put love into food, don't you?
Yes, very much so.
You have this positive attitude while you're cooking, and you're just pouring all that love into the food, and I bet you people appreciate it more.
Very much so.
Because we're a vibrational universe, and if you're vibrating love into the food, and it makes the molecules in the food, and the food is dancing because you're putting love into it, people are going to feel that when they eat it.
Exactly.
So what's going on in your what's going on with you today? Why would you call in?
I was just kind of drawn to it. I read your thing and I was just kind of interested in it. And really the only thing that's going on with me is I'm trying to get some insight in my own relationship. And so whatever you pick up there, but whatever comes through from spirit, I always welcome that. That's always whatever's more important.
What do you mean by relationships? Explain that to me a little bit more.
A romantic relationship.
So are you looking for one or are you in one? I'm just trying to narrow this down.
I'm in one. We just had a little break. I call it a little spat. So,
well, that happens, doesn't it?
It does happen. It does happen.
What's his first
name? His name is Mark.
Isn't it?
I'm sorry, your sound dropped. I can't hear anything you're saying.
An initial of the person that you're interested in.
Oh, an initial is his, or actually BM. He has two first names, so. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, okay. Is it over? No. Okay, I'll give you that right off the bat. I got a no. Is it over? No, absolutely not over. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Can you build it beyond where it was? Absolutely. You know,
and this might be him more than you, but it's...
Compromise seems to come up a lot for you and him. Compromise, okay? The mm-hmm. the ability and the willingness to compromise. Do you feel like you compromise too much?
Yes.
Okay, so... but you have to accept him the way he is, though, don't you?
Right, and I do. And I'm at a place where I'm okay with that. It's just when someone you compromise constantly and there's no compromise on the other end, you're like, really? Where did this come from? So.
Yeah, I know. It's, uh-huh. it's being a guy. I'm sorry.
Mm-hmm.
See things.
Okay.
So are you going to get back together? Yes. Do you have to accept him exactly the way he is? Yes. Will he change or modify his attitude to stay in the relationship? Yes. I'm not saying he's going to do a 180-degree shift, but I see some mm-hmm. compromise on his part. I see some lighting up or shifting because he misses you. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes missing somebody, realize, oh, what can I do to, you know? Yeah, what can I do? So I think I see a shift in him a little bit.
Yeah. Okay. So besides busy stalking my Facebook.
Yeah, he's not going to be the solid rod anymore. I see this picture of the solid rod, inflexible, right? I see him a little bit more like aluminum. Well, it bends a little bit. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So good. Okay. You'll get it back together.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I didn't think we were done. I just was a little confused. You know, sometimes people need their time. And I was like, okay, I'm going to leave you alone. So I
yeah,
left him alone.
Well, he'll bounce back rather quickly because he misses you for a lot of reasons.
Awesome. Okay, well, I thank you so much. I'm going to continue listening, though, because it's kind of interesting. I want to hear people's voices.
He misses you partly because he respects you and really likes your opinions on things. You may not vocalize it, but he really does. Okay?
Okay.
Yeah. Now you're going, I don't know about that one, but it's true. Okay?
Okay.
He does take to heart your opinions. He may not agree with everything, but he takes to heart because he respects you at that level because of your intelligence.
Life, okay, your experience.
Mm-hmm.
He misses that. He misses that opinion you have on things. Very good. Plus other stuff, you know, all the good stuff, right? All the juicy stuff, too. Okay,
mm-hmm.
so I'll let you go.
Mm-hmm. All right, thank you so much.
You're welcome. You know, when you got somebody in your life that respects you for who you are and appreciates who you are, not just the romantic aspects of a relationship, but respects you as a person, that's a really cool thing in a relationship. You got to agree with that? Is anybody in a blissful state in their relationship?
Anybody?
So now I know why your comment was it's always a slow time for us this time of year. Yeah. People are out burning food, burning flesh in the backyard, burning meat in the backyard. Yeah, okay, whatever, you know. Barbecuing. Okay, I got one more call. 724 area code. And anybody else in the chat room about your bliss? What is your bliss? Is that thing you do that when you're doing it, you're lost in it and it feels so good? Other than eating chocolate cake, I mean, that's like, yeah, that's fine. But
maybe.
No. I was thinking about an activity or something you do in the world that gives you a great deal of satisfaction when you do it. Okay, let me take a call. 724. I'm trying not to be dyslexic, because if I was dyslexic today, I would be 742, but it's 724. So, okay. Hello.
Hello. Hello, how are you?
I'm okay. Feeling a lot better. So what's going on? Who am I speaking to?
My name is Kristen.
bit, I think. Who am I talking to? Do you have a name?
My name is Kristen. Yes, my name is Kristen.
Kristen, what's going on in your beloved life? What's going on in your life? You sound so young. Are you young?
I'm 33. I'm very small. I'm about 5 feet tall and 100 pounds.
Well, that isn't... Okay. But you sound much younger, which is cool. Sounding young is good. If you're 80, sounding 40, that's kind of a good thing, isn't it?
Well, I think so. Yeah, I look young, too. People stop me all the time. I can't even buy cigarettes sometimes.
You
What do you do in your life that gives you that? When you're doing it, you get lost in it. It's like time has no whatever, right?
Honestly, I love taking care of a family, and I lost that.
Oh, I'm sorry. Wow, that's tough.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
You lost a family. Well, we don't want to get into the gory details, but you'll get it back, obviously. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, let me give you this, and this is what I heard for you from Spirit.
And then I'd say you're going to love lots of
people. There's lots of people in this world that are available for you to love as family. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
That's not, and that sounds like optimistic and kind of like, but I'm really feeling that you will attract people in your life. And not trying to specifically ages or anything or gender, but a lot of people that you can treat as family, whether they're physical family or extended family, there's lots of people that you will attract because you have that energy already to do that.
You have the mother hen energy.
Right.
Because that's what my ex has custody of our children, and I get weekends.
Right. Right.
And
no,
it just doesn't, it's not enough for me because my life was those kids.
And you'll get more, okay?
Mm-hmm.
No, you will get more, whether it's more time with them, but you will get more, okay? You will.
Okay.
Absolutely, positively, 100%. Just keep the vision. Keep the vision. Don't lose track of the vision. Don't.
Because.
More than they need him. Wow. Okay.
What did you say? I didn't hear you. Cut out.
They need you more than they need him. There's more of an attraction to you as in the mother than there is the other. You may not agree with this, but I get that energy, okay?
Oh, yeah, I know. He took them to spite me. I was in, I had to flee.
Yeah, you'll get it.
Yeah,
you'll
they
get
know that
more
too.
You'll get more than
you'll get more of an extended family.
Hang in there. It's not that far away. Really, really, really. It just seems like forever because every day you miss it, right?
Yeah.
But it's not forever. It's not that far, you know. Yeah. Okay, so stay positive. It's going to happen.
Okay, thank you.
Because you are the mother hen. They're going to come back under the wings, okay?
All right.
Take care.
Thank you.
Bye. Bye.
Bye.
Now, let me give you something about predictions and all that.
You know,
addiction is really what the universe or God or spirit is showing me to show you about what the future can look like. Okay, now you can accept it or deny it. You can go, that's a bunch of BS. I never would believe that in my life. Yeah. Or you can say, yeah, I see that reality. I can feel that reality. I'll buy into that reality. Excuse me. And the more you buy into that reality, the more you buy into a prediction, the more likely it is to happen. Because the universe is already putting it.
Now, if you heard it for 12
people, that's the problem with talking to a lot of different psychics, because sometimes they'll give you all kinds of, you know, intuitive people or empaths. I'm more of an empath in a lot of ways in a channel. If you talk to all these people, they might get a little variations on the same theme. And then you have to kind of set and then go, okay, what feels the best for me. Of all the what people have been telling me, what feels the best to me, what resonates with me. And then you hang on to that prediction, hang on to that future, that
image that's being presented to you.
Like the mother hen image of, yes, I am the mother hen. I can just see that. I can feel it. I can feel all these, my children and others coming back to me under my wings. Okay? So that's how it works. And sometimes some people go, well, why don't predictions work? Well, it's because people don't believe them. They don't accept it. And they've heard so many different predictions. They confuse. They go, ugh. So if you're talking to psychics, find somebody, or maybe two or three, that you really resonate with them. And the messages really resonate.
Right. That feels good to me. I know
I can buy into that prediction or buy into that statement and stay with it. Because you create your own future. You know, imagination is really greater. This is an expression I heard the other day, and I was going to share this, and I thought it was really cool. And I got a caller. It's a, whatever that number is. I don't know what that number is. A 1447 something or other, something or other. I'll be with you in a minute. Okay, give me a minute. Let me just kind of go in this expression. And I'm not sure where I read this. Maybe it's a book that I was reading or some other article I was reading.
But I don't remember exactly where I read it. But
the mind itself sets limits. The mind, or you could say the ego, sets limits. It keeps you in the little world that you're in. The imagination is limitless. The imagination opens up great new worlds to you. So our reality is you have to stay in your world. You have to function. You have to stay in your head to some degree. But if you get into your imagination, and somebody gives you something, an image to imagine,
spend a few minutes,
hey, imagining that outcome that feels good to you. And then you're creating. Your imagination creates the world you want. Now, some people go, that's a bunch of crazy. That's a bunch of new agey kind of whatever. But it works. It works. Absolutely, positively, it works. So try it. If somebody tells you something and you buy into what they tell you, then let your imagination go and buy into that statement and see yourself doing it or feeling it or knowing it. It works.
Who was called in a while ago.
Traveling. If you just imagine yourself traveling and imagine yourself winning all these contests to travel all over the world, guess what? You're going to start winning them. You're going to start doing it because it works. Okay, let me take this call that's like, number that's way out there. 1447. What is this? Is that a Skype number? I don't know. We'll find out, won't we? Hello.
Hi, George. Yes, this is a Skype number.
Okay, so who am I talking to, Mr. Skype?
My name is Dee.
What's going on today for you? And also,
ask you that question I've been asking everybody. What's your bliss? What, when you're doing what something you do, what do you feel like? I'm in the moment. This feels so great. What is that for you?
You're asking how do I feel when I'm in bliss?
No, what is bliss? What do you do that puts you into that place? Like somebody eats chocolate cake, somebody's cooking, somebody else is traveling, somebody else is, like for me, it's communicating ideas that inspire people. That puts me in my bliss.
It can be as simple things like when I'm going for a run and I'm enjoying it, or when things go right, or when things go as expected at work. Or in my personal life, that can be a mini bliss.
So you're doing something really, really well and it's working well that you feel that you're in that place. Or you're exercising and that puts you into, because that it releases the endorphins in your brain and you're feeling really good about things, right?
Yes, that's right. And it doesn't have to be something which is really good. I try to appreciate things which go well, even small things. like if I'm able to catch the bus at the right time and I'm not late or the bus isn't late.
Do you have a question today?
I do actually. So my car is being written off. I had an accident with no fault of mine. So I think the best thing to do is to take the offer, whatever they are giving me, and buy a new car instead of trying to put more money and repair the old car.
Well, let me give you the expression I hear. Let me give you the expression I hear for you.
I heard the word replacement.
Replacement. So that must mean that, yeah, you are the old is going away and there's a replacement coming. Okay?
That's right. But my question was, yes, that's right. But my question was, I wanted to buy a bigger car. Is that the right thing to do? If I can afford it, from my skills, my driving skills are not great. If I wanted to buy a bigger engine, like 2 liters or 3 liters, will I be able to manage it?
It's not much bigger.
Huge jump up in size, just a little bit bigger, and a stretching out of a little bit. Okay, if you're going to go bigger, not much bigger. Okay.
Okay, as in
you're not.
I don't know.
I don't know where you live, and I don't know what the kind of cars you're talking about. But if you're going from a compact to a full size car, that might be too much of a stretch. You're not going from a small compact to a giant SUV. No, that's not going to work, right? But if you're going from a compact up,
okay, feel follow.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
Thank you.
Got it.
Okay.
That feels comfortable for you. It feels like you don't want to stretch yourself too far in what you're comfortable with in driving. Okay?
Okay.
You're not going to buy a bus. You're not going to buy a bus and drive around in a bus. No. Okay?
Okay.
Okay, got it? I'm going to let you go. Take care. You'll get it. You got a replacement coming. Safety is really important.
Thank you.
So number one thing you should look for, even whatever size, it's
rating. Okay, you'll feel more comfortable.
It's safe. Okay.
All right. Thank you.
You're welcome. Take care. That's an interesting question. What size car? Yeah. I mean, I just felt that it just felt a little bit bigger than what he had, whatever he had. I don't know. Not huge because. But his safety came at number one. Because if you're comfortable in a car and you're feeling safe, okay, what are we doing here? So nobody's answered my questions about bliss, right?
Why don't
out or hang out with guys? I feel like I'm waiting on something. Okay, let me ask you a question real quick, and I'm not going to get too deep into this because I don't want to get into all this deepness about your question. But it's fear. It's fear. What you're waiting on, I don't know if it's really called waiting on something, but you're a little fearful of going out and meeting people. So you got to have to break the ice. You have to get out there. Because waiting doesn't serve you any good unless you're waiting
to go. You got to push that envelope
a little bit and say, I'm ready. Okay, God, our universe, I'm ready to go out. Show me where to go. Okay? And then you got to break through the fear and do it. Just do it. Hang out. Yeah, I just really feel there's a fear of maybe I'll be because the number one fear that people have, believe it or not, other than public speaking, which is like way up on the list too, but the normal average fear that people have is rejection. We are hardwired to be liked and to be accepted. And I was reading this really interesting article by
through the evolutionary process of whatever
of years, people have evolved, and people who were part of a community, part of a tribe, who are integrated into a tribe, survived because you lived and worked with each other. So it became hardwired. People who ended up being loners and wandering off into the woods that didn't need people, right, didn't need their interactions, their genes got wiped out pretty quickly because they got the saber-toothed tigers and the I don't think we had dinosaurs then. You know what I mean? The other tribes got them.
So being a loner,
wanting to be part of a tribe. Now, I'm sure there are loners, and you're going to say, yeah, there are loners. But for the most part, our genetic structure, believe it or not, is we like to be with other people. But our biggest fear is being rejected by other people because we want to be appreciated and accepted. Okay, so you're not ready. Okay, you're just not ready. There's a fear there. You have to get past that fear. You just have to get past your fear. When you feel comfortable, then you'll be past your fear.
You have to face, why don't I
feeling it? Why don't I want to do this? Why? Because you're afraid of being rejected or not accepted. But that's just getting out there and testing it. Just getting out. Because not everybody's going to reject you. Not everybody's going to. No. And so what if somebody doesn't like you? That happens every day to all of us, doesn't it? People don't like us. Whatever. You know, it's like, talk to the hand. You know, hey, I'm going to go talk to this person because I feel the chemistry here. Just go out there, and when you start to feel the chemistry with certain people, the connection.
Then you'll get it. It doesn't mean
you're husband and wife or whatever, but at least you're going to start feeling the chemistry and the connection. You know, scientists will say, psychologists will say, and people have studied this, that we can connect emotionally with one out of every 22 people. One out of every 22 people, we can have that chemistry, that connection. Doesn't mean it becomes anything like, whoa, but it means that we have that commonality with one out of every 22 people. So you got to meet 100 people, you're going to at least meet one or two that you connect with, right? So it's a numbers game.
Emotionally, you know, put it out there,
blah blah, smile a lot, and you'll start connecting with people and know that, you know, there's 21 other ones that they may not necessarily connect with. Don't have to connect with everybody, even though you want to connect with everybody. It doesn't work that way. Yeah, but you got to get out there, dear. You have to get out there. The universe is putting people out there. You just have to go there. If you get out there, the universe is going to start pulling in front of you, but you can't sit at home and expect them to come to your front door. Oh,
that's enough of that. I got about a minute.
Called in. Had some great articles for you today, but I never got to the articles. Today is what? Today's Thursday. So tomorrow, I'll be back tomorrow. We'll do more of this. I was going to channel. I'm going to start doing. We try to channel the counsel for you every show a little bit. But I appreciate everybody called in, and I appreciate everybody in the chat room and your bliss. You never did answer my question about what your bliss is. What are you doing? What's that thing you do that really turns you on? I know my friend who's a cook, that you're that way, right?
Yes.
Has somebody out there for you. Absolutely, positively, you have to believe it. You have to believe that I'm going to get out there and I'm going to meet people. Not just worry about one. Don't worry about that magical individual that's supposed to be out there for me. There could be six or seven or eight, and you get to whittle it down. Or you'll whittle each other down to a really good relationship. But it's a numbers game. But the universe will keep throwing them in front of you. Boom, 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 boom. Still looking for their bliss. To some degree, I think we don't want to go deep enough inside, meditate, whatever it takes to find it. We're finding it. Now, that's a whole different topic, and I only have a few seconds left, but we can talk more about that. You know, why don't we find our bliss? That's a good topic. Maybe I'll talk about that tomorrow. So have a beautiful evening. Love you guys. Bye.